بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
In order to acquire the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala,
we need to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala entirely. Not pick and choose. We obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala entirely. We follow His commands entirely. So we do whatever we have to do and when we have to do. We have to perform Fajr Salat at dawn, so we perform Fajr Salat at dawn. We have to fast in the month of Ramadan, so we fast in the month of Ramadan. So we do whatever we have to do, whenever we have to do. Not pick and choose. That I will perform Zuhr in the afternoon, because it is convenient for me. And I will not perform Fajr at dawn, because it is not convenient for me. So the zeal should be the zeal. That from now until I pass away, I will not disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in any way. And whether we succeed or not, this zeal should remain throughout our lives. So at this moment, it's nearly midnight, we are sitting at the Islamic Dawah Academy, and the zeal is that we will never disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that we will not lie, we will not cheat, we will not backbite, we will not be jealous of anyone, we will not hate anybody, we will not entertain rancor in our hearts for anybody. We will not be insincere. We will not do anything to show someone. We will never disobey parents. We will never hurt parents. We will never hurt anyone. We will not swear at anybody. We will not use vulgar language. We will not physically hurt anyone. And alhamdulillah, 24 hours, 48 hours, 72 hours passed without we disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in any way. Alhamdulillah. And then we slept. After 3 days we slept, or after 2 days we slept, or even after 1 day, or even after 12 hours, even after 1 hour, we slept. So that doesn't make us a failure. Because we are not dead yet. We are still alive. So we can still correct our mistake. And how do we correct our mistake? Through repentance. So the zeal was never to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because if we disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will become displeased. And we want to keep Allah happy all the time. So for 72 hours we did not disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah was happy. And we disobeyed Him after 72 hours, Allah became unhappy. That doesn't make us a failure. Because we are still alive. And we can still make a correction to this mistake. It's like someone writing a letter and he makes a mistake. He can still make a correction. He is writing an exam paper. He can still make a correction because the exam is still going on. The exam has not ended. He has not handed over the paper yet. So he will use 80 pecks. So he will erase his mistake. To erase our mistakes in regard to the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we use the tipex called istighfar and tawbah, repentance. And we say, oh Allah, I have made a mistake, forgive me. I am making a firm resolution that I will not make you unhappy again by disobeying you. So again, the resolve is there. And this cycle of not disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and if overcome by nafs or shaitan, we disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then repenting, not disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if Allah was disobeyed, then repenting. Not disobeying, repenting. Not disobeying, repenting. This cycle should remain until we breathe our last. If this happens, then Allah will remain happy with us. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the glorious Quran, وَاللَّهُ يُحِبُّ الْمُتَّقِينَ. Those people who do not disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah loves them. So Allah loves those people who stay away from disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And once disobedience takes place and we repent, again Allah loves us, because Allah says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ التَّوَّابِينَ. Allah loves those people who repent. So those who don't disobey Allah are beloved to Allah, and those who repent after disobedience occurs, they are also beloved to Allah. So if we hold fast to taqwa, staying away from disobedience to Allah, and if we hold fast to tawbah, we will remain the beloved of Allah until we breathe our last. And we will leave this world in a state where Allah will be happy with us, where Allah will be loving us, and we will be the beloved of Allah. So let us make this resolution that inshallah, until we breathe our last, we will never disobey Allah, we will never make Allah unhappy. And if Allah is made unhappy through our mistake, we should not let Him remain unhappy. We should turn to Allah and repent and make Allah happy again. Now, in order to be able to do this, with full resolve and with full conviction, a person has to become strong spiritually. And how can he become strong spiritually? A person becomes strong spiritually by staying away from wrong environment and wrong company, and by always staying in good environment and good company. Nabi is good company, but Anbiya will not come anymore because the door of prophethood has been closed. Inna risalata wa nubuwata qadin qata'at fala rasula ba'di wala nabiyya. Risala, messengership, nubuwa, apostleship, has been terminated. So there is no Rasul and there is no Nabi to be sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala after me with a new Sharia. Only Isa alayhi salatu wasalam will descend. who is still alive in the heavens, who has not died a natural death, and he will arrive, he will follow the Sharia of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he will die a natural death. So the company of Anbiya is good company, which the Sahaba Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'in and the companions of other Anbiya alayhim salatu wasalam were fortunate to have. Sahaba good company, which the Tabi'in were fortunate to have. Tabi'in good company, which the Taba Tabi'in were fortunate to have. Good company. Outwardly a person seems religious and you do not see anything negative in him, that is good company. Somebody more better than us in deen is good company. Mufti Muhammad Shafi Sahib Rahmatullahi Alayhi, the Grand Mufti of Pakistan and the father of Mufti Taqi Usmani and Mufti Rafi Usmani Hafizahumullahu Ta'ala, he would say that people say that where do we go to find good company? Those people who live in villages, because in villages you don't find many learned people, many pious people. Where do we go for good company? In those days, when traveling from village to the city would take hours, and in order to feed their families, they could not take days out. They used to work 7 days a week. Where do we go for good company? So Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah used to say to those people who live in village, that for you, the muazzin who calls out the azan 5 times a day is good company. Because he is better than you. He performs every salat with jamaat, with takbir-e-tahrima. And from amongst those people who seem religious, who seem better than us, who seem pious, if we are able to find mashayikh, renowned mashayikh, who are well known amongst the people, that this is a pious person, this is a sheikh, this is a religious personality, then that is a big bounty. And if we are able to sit in the company of our own sheikh, that is the greatest bounty. So in order to become spiritually strong, we need to stay away from wrong environment, wrong company, stay in good environment, good company. And the good company has stages. Common good Muslims, thereafter the mashayikh, and thereafter our sheikh, who we are associated to. Good company. And number two, what we require is dhikrullah. Dhikrullah. We keep our heart and mind and the tongue engaged in the remembrance of Allah as much as possible. The tongue cannot remain in dhikrullah for 24 hours because we have to communicate with people. But the heart and mind can remain in the remembrance of Allah constantly. Constantly. When we are driving, we are talking to our friends in the car, but the heart and the mind is constantly on the road. The heart and the mind is constantly on the steering. The heart and the mind is constantly on the brake and the clutch. So that means a person can do two things at one time. So if we train the heart and the mind to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at all times, then the tongue will be busy with something else and the heart and the mind will be busy with something else. And each and every person who is sitting here, each and every person who will listen to me later on, through media, each and every person has the ability to acquire this level of remembrance of Allah. So if you have trust in me, if you believe in me, then I'm telling you that each and every person that is sitting here, and each and every person who will hear this after, they all have the ability to reach this stage of remembrance of Allah. Where you will be reading a book and you will be able to absorb the contents of the book, but at the same time your heart and mind will be remembering Allah. Where you will be laughing at someone's joke, but at the same time your heart and mind will be with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Where you will be eating and talking with those people who you are eating with, but your heart and mind will be with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The door is open for everybody. Alim, non-alim, young, old. All we need to do is resolve. We need to make that will. I will. I can, because Allah has given me the ability, so I know I can. I'm not proud. That is how we should think. I'm not proud. I'm not saying this because I feel that I am extraordinary. No. I can, we can. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us that ability. It's like a student who has not studied anything. And a day before the exam, the teacher gives him all the questions and all the answers. So he will say, I can pass the exam. And inshallah, I will pass the exam. But he will not feel proud. Because he knows the reality. So we say that I can acquire this level of remembrance to of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and inshallah I will, and I am not proud because Allah has given me this ability. That is all that is required, will. I can and inshallah I will. This resolve. And in English we say, where there is will, there is way. Taimur Lung, he was one of the rulers of India, the great India before its division. He tried to conquer India from another ruler. And various battles took place. He was defeated in one battle, he was defeated in a second battle, he was defeated in a third battle. And he was defeated so badly that so many of his soldiers were killed. So many had to flee. So they were not together. He somehow managed to save his life by running away and taking shelter and refuge in a cave with 4 or 5 men. And in those days when things would cool down, slowly, they would get together again and they would prepare to attack again. But this time he was so broken. Defeat after defeat. And this time the defeat was so severe that he was so broken that inside he had given up, the will was not there. And there is way only if there is will. So I and you have to first and foremost believe that Allah has given me the ability to acquire remembrance of this level. And Allah has granted me the ability to become His friend, become His wali, become a buzurg. Allah has given me this ability. That is the first thing we have to do. If we lose this will, which shaitan makes us do, shaitan whispers, you are a graduate, you are a professional, you are not an alim. In order to reach that level, you need so much commitment, you need so much ilm. It's not for you. Try to practice whatever you are able to, and wherever you make a mistake, say sorry to Allah, and you will get a small jannat in the hereafter, inshallah. Maybe you might find some place in jannat after burning in the fire of hell for 100, 200, 300 years, but eventually you'll end up. No will. The will should be, I will become the friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and when I am resurrected on the day of qiyamah, Allah will grant me a VIP status and grant me place under the shade of His throne, inshallah. Allah will grant me the book of deeds in my right hand and grant me entry into Jannah without any reckoning, without me having to go in the fire of Jahannam. And Allah will raise me up with the Anbiya, the Siddiqeen, the Shuhada and the Salihin, inshallah. That should be the target, that should be the goal. So he lost his will. And when you lose your will, there is nothing you can do. And when we lose our will, remember it is always from shaitan. A person has a bright future, very good future, but he loses his will. He becomes despondent, he gives up. Shaitan manipulates and he makes him believe that this path is not for you. You will never be able to make it. Is that what we do in our materialistic endeavors? No, never. We never accept defeat. We never lose our will. When we begin our driving lessons, the mistakes we make, brake instead of the accelerator, or accelerator instead of the brake, so many mistakes, but we never give up. The will is there that no, I will pass. I have come across people who have failed in 15 tests, 18 tests, 20 tests, but still continued. So what is the status of passing a driving test in comparison to acquiring the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? We should become obsessed with the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or with acquiring the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I know a person who gave away thousands of pounds, 4,000, 5,000, 3,000, I don't exactly know, but a few thousand pounds to some amil who guaranteed that this time you will pass your test because of my taweez. And that person failed again. And the father came to me with this complaint that my son has given away so much money. My child has given away so much. This is as far as we go to in our worldly endeavors. Why not for deen? Why not for Jannah? Why not for pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Thank you. So Taimur, he gave up. Those people who give up, they are the losers. وَمَنْ أَرَادَ الْآخِرَةِ وَسَعَى لَهَا سَعْيَهَا وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنْ فَأُولَٰئِكَ كَانَ سَعْيُهُمْ مَشْكُورًا. Guaranteed from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One who resolves to acquire the akhirah, وَسَعَى لَهَا سَعْيَهَا, أي وَسَعَى لَهَا سَعْيَ الْآخِرَةِ, that means he strives correctly. Allah did not say وَسَعَى لَهَا, that he strives, because a person may strive for the akhirah without keeping in mind the method of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Allah says no, that effort has to be correct. وَسَعَى لَهَا سَعْيَهَا, correct. A person strives to go to London, but he is driving towards M1 North. He is striving, but the striving is not correct striving. So he will not reach London. So Allah says, "Woman arad al akhirah, one who desires the life hereafter, wasa'a laha sa'ya," and he strives for the akhirah. So he acquires ilm, and he remains under the instruction of the ulama and the mashayikh, and he strives correctly. فَأُولَٰئِكَ كَانَ سَعْيُهُمْ مَشْكُورًا. Their effort will be appreciated. These are the people, Allah says, these are the people whose effort will be appreciated. That means Allah will appreciate their efforts. Allah will reward them. Allah will grant them akhirah. Promise from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is no guarantee as far as our worldly endeavors are concerned. Where there is will, there is way. When it comes to worldly matters, 70% there is way. 80% you may succeed, you may fail. When it comes to akhirah, 100% where there is will, there is way. Because Allah has made the promise. Never become despondent. Never lose faith. Never let shaitan whisper negative thoughts in your hearts and minds. You are studying in a madrasa. In order to make you lose your will, the shaitan will whisper thoughts about the madrasa, about the bedroom that you are living in, about the food, about the teacher. Because shaitan is our eternal enemy, our open enemy. Shaitan can never become our friend. So why should we make shaitan happy by entertaining his whispers? Use the faculty of intellect and understand what is right, what is wrong. تھی فقط غفلت ہی غفلت عیش کا دن کچھ نہ تھا. The direction we go into, thinking that this is the right path, I have taken the right choice, a time will come when in this world, or if not in this world, definitely after we pass away, we will say تھی فقط غفلت ہی غفلت, there was nothing but negligence, عیش کا دن کچھ نہ تھا. There was not a single day of enjoyment. Hum jise sab kuch samajhte the wo lekin kuch na tha. What I was engaged in, to me that was everything. That was my whole world. But now I realize it was nothing, it was zero. So Taimur Lung is trapped in a cave, or has taken shelter in a cave with a few friends, a few of his soldiers, ministers. He has completely lost hope, broken, will is not there to try again. In a state of depression, anxiety, he was either lying down or sitting there very quietly, and his gaze fell on an ant. which was trying to climb a rock. When we are hurt, when we are depressed, we don't want to talk to anybody, we don't want anybody else to talk to us. And we just sit there looking at something, and something engages us. Sometimes a bird chirping in on a tree, sometimes flowing water, sometimes the clouds, sometimes the sun. Taimur Lung was engaged by an ant which was trying to climb a rock. So gaze fixed on the ant, Taimur Lung has forgotten everything now. He has forgotten everything. He is absorbed in that ant, and the ant is climbing, a very, very small, tiny creature trying to climb this big rock, and it fell. It fell. It could not reach the peak. So Taimur Lung started to look for the ant. And what will the ant do now? So he saw that the ant is climbing up the rock again. It fell again. Again and again the ant fell. But every time it started again, it never gave up. Dozens of times it fell. Now he is totally absorbed. And he wanted to see whether the ant would make it or not. And after many tries, a time came when the ant did make it to the peak. The ant made it to the peak. This small creature brought back the will of Taimur Lung. And to the surprise of the people sitting around him, he got up from his position and he took out the sword and he said, "I will conquer India." And he started rearranging his forces. And this time he did succeed. And he eventually became the ruler of India. This is why we come in gatherings such as these, to bring that will back. Will back. I can, and inshallah, through the favor of Allah, I will. I have my Shaykh, his affectionate shadow, his affectionate support. I will benefit from his discourses, his words of advices. I will seek guidance from him. And I will increase my ilm, and to the best of my ability, I will try to enlighten my heart with the remembrance of Allah, my mind with the remembrance of Allah. In order to do that, I will keep my tongue engaged in the remembrance of Allah, the ma'mulat that are prescribed to me, the daily practices, the prescribed practices, I will hold fast to them. And inshallah, a day will come when through abstaining from wrong company and adopting good company, by staying away from wrong environment, staying in good environment, and by continually remembering Allah, and by continually trying to obey Allah and to follow this cycle of not disobeying Allah, and if Allah is disobeyed, then repenting. Taqwa tawbah. Inshallah, a time will come sooner rather than later when I will become the beloved of Allah, I will become the lover of Allah, and I will experience the ecstasy of this great ni'mat in this very world, inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enlighten our hearts with His remembrance. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from giving up. May Allah save us from losing hope, from becoming despondent, becoming losing our will. And may we continue striving until we breathe our last. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. So inshallah we will focus only on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala until tomorrow. We will not mix with each other without necessity. And even when we are sleeping, we will sleep in the masnoon manner. And before we fall asleep, something will be on our tongues and every day. When you go to sleep, think that, what if I don't wake up in the morning? What if I die during the night? What if I die during the night? If you just ask this question, what if I don't wake up tomorrow morning? Then two things will happen. Number one, you will immediately say to Allah that, O Allah, whatever I have done until now, please forgive me. I will not do anything like that in the future. It will compel you to repent every night. And the second thing that will happen is that you will not sleep in negligence. You will think to yourself that, yes, I could die. And before I fall asleep, I only have 5 minutes, 7 minutes. Let me do something for Allah in those 4 or 5 minutes. And you will find yourself remembering Allah. And if you do this every day, you will go to sleep remembering Allah, and you will find that you will wake up remembering Allah. And whenever your eyes open during the night, if they do, because I'm talking to the young boys, the older generation, their eyes open various times during the night. Whenever the eyes open during the night, do something for Allah during those moments. I'm not saying wake up, perform wuzu, stand in the musalla. If one is able to do that, alhamdulillah. No, whatever you are able to, the eyes open. La ilaha illallah. Before you completed the kalima, to sleep again. But alhamdulillah. Try to learn to remember Allah when you are wake up. Your eyes open. Oh Allah, forgive me. Try to remember Allah. If you do that, soon it will become a habit for you. And then Allah Himself, because you are half asleep, Allah Himself will make you ask Him those things which you are in need of. When I was teaching at Darul Umbari, I was honored by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and my seniors, my teachers, to have been allocated the book of Hadith Riyadus Salihin to teach to the third year students. And in the third year, there would always be two classes. So two teachers were appointed to teach Riyadus Salihin. At the end of the year, it was decided that the third year class will remain in the third year. One of the third year classes will remain in the third year. Because they were half-time students. So normally when they reach the third year, they would be over 16. So they would go through the whole syllabus, the whole year syllabus. So they would go in the fourth year. But one of the two classes, they were over 16, and the other class was under 16. So they were being taught only half the kitabs, or majority of them were under 16. So it was decided that that group will remain in the third year to complete the other kitabs that they did not read. And I had already taught them Riyadus Salihin. And it so happened that the number of students in the second year were less. So there was no need for two classes this year, two new classes. So the second year became third year, So one batch of teachers continued teaching as they did, and there was only one class that moved from the second year to the third year. So the class that I was teaching that remained in the third year, and they were to complete the books that they were unable to complete the last year. So I definitely knew that this year I am not going to teach Riyadus Salihin, and it was very painful for me. It was a great honor engaging in teaching the hadith. So I was thinking about it during the month of Ramadan that I will not be teaching hadith after Ramadan. 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 And then it occurred to me that there is a hadith in Bukhari Sharif that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that when a person wakes up during the night, and when I say wake up does not mean he fully wakes up, he's half asleep. So when a person wakes up when he is half asleep, and if he recites the fourth kalima and the third kalima, and after reciting the fourth kalima and the third kalima, if he asks Allah's forgiveness, Allah will forgive him. And if he asks Allah for something else, Allah will definitely grant it to him. So from that day, whenever my eyes open during the night, I tried to recite the fourth kalima, the third kalima, and I said to Allah that, "Oh Allah, it is not difficult for you. Despite there being no chance of me teaching hadith after Ramadan, I am asking you to facilitate the dars of hadith for me." So after Ramadan, I went to the madrasa. And when I was given my responsibility of teaching, I was given the responsibility to teach that same class that I was teaching Riyadus Salihin last year, a book of hadith, another book of hadith written by Imam Bukhari rahmatullahi alayhi, Al-Adab al-Mufrad. That you have to teach them Al-Adab al-Mufrad. It was not in the syllabus of the Darul. So when you wake up, remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Instead of thinking about this and that during the day, try to think about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah give us all the tawfiq and the strength and the ability to strive for His love, for His nearness, and for His pleasure.